Texas Game Wardens Rescue 10 Migrants During Rio Grande Border Crossing. By Bob Price on May 3, 2021. Texas Game Wardens, DPS troopers, and Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents teamed up in the rescue of 10 migrants who became distressed while illegally crossing the Rio Grande from Mexico. Game wardens responded after hearing people screaming for help in the river. "Our agents and partners continue to save the lives of those in need," Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Austin Scaro tweeted. "With assistance from Texas Game Wardens, we recently responded and rescued 10 migrants that were heard screaming for help from an island in the river." The video shows Texas Parks and Wildlife Wardens in their River Patrol boat approaching the U.S. bank of the Rio Grande with a group of migrant adults and children. The Game Wardens heard the 10 migrants screaming for help and pulled them into their boat. Once they arrived at the Texas riverbank, Border Patrol agents and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers assisted in offloading the migrants and getting them ready for processing. "With our rise in illegal crossings, we are also seeing a notable increase in environmental impact along the Rio Grande." pic.twitter.com/j5kfknc86. Chief Patrol Agent Austin Scaro, at USB Chief Drit, April 29, 2021. "Water rescues in the Del Rio sector have been on the rise in recent months," Chief Scaro previously discussed. Just last week, Scaro announced the deployment of a new water rescue vessel, a jet ski-type watercraft with a towable flotation device, Breitbart Texas reported. "This first-of-its-kind Border Patrol rescue vessel will enable Del Rio sector agents to traverse shallow water to get to migrants in distress more quickly. Meet our newest force multiplier, the shallow water rescue craft. This vessel can be quickly deployed in any water depth, improving our agents' abilities to conduct rescues or aid agents working from land. Greater versatility saves both lives and time." pic.twitter.com/jsikadk. Chief Patrol Agent Austin Scaro, at USB Chief Drit, April 28, 2021. "This vessel can be quickly deployed in any water depth, improving our agents' abilities to conduct rescues or aid agents working from land," Scaro tweeted. "Greater versatility saves both lives and time." Earlier this month, these agents rescued a 2-year-old child and the child's parents after agents found them struggling in the Rio Grande. Following this rescue, agents found 20 more migrants trapped on an island in the Border River. About a week earlier, a 9-year-old girl drowned during a border crossing attempt. Agents were unable to revive the girl but managed to revive the child's mother and a sibling. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.